Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Suck up for the lead, 28 yards right half. Ramsey jumped offside on the last field goal attempt. He stays put. Suck up's kick is up, and his kick is good.
Kick is good. Of course it's good. It's Ryan Suckup. Joins us now on 3HL. Kicking game-winning field goals. That's what you do, Ryan, right?
Hey, it's been kind of fun the last couple of weeks, man. Just part of being on a good team. That's part of it.
It's so much different, right? The feeling the last couple of weeks as opposed to that weird game in Miami?
Yeah, no question. I think that was a tough game just all the way around, going down to Miami with the delay and the injuries and just everything that happened that game. And, the way that we've been able to stick together and come back and get two big division wins the last couple of weeks has been it's been awesome, man. Really proud of our guys.
Real quick, tell me the one you pushed to the right, that was Kern's fault, right?
Oh, no. Hey. That's I always say, man, when I make them, man, good job. When I miss them, it's on me. So that's kind of my mentality there.
Anytime we see teams, NFL teams, and they're having trouble with their special teams unit, specifically the holder, the kicker, the punter, I always bring up you guys. I call you guys the tripod, right? There's three legs of the tripod, each of you guys. I want the three guys who are holding and kicking and or snapping, kicking, and punting and holding, that combination of things.
All of those things.
I want you guys to know what kind of gum the other one chews. I want you guys to know everything about each other. That way there's never any surprises. I would imagine, though, that's a great thing to have, that kind of bond, because every time you guys go out on the field, it's extremely important.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I think, Bo and Brett and I, we've been really blessed to be together. This is our fifth year together now, which hard to believe we've been together that long, but anyway, man, it's been such a blessing to have those guys, and obviously we're really close off the field, and I think that really helps us on the field as well, just kind of trusting each other, knowing how we're going to react and respond in different situations, and you kind of build that chemistry over time, and that's something I'm really thankful for, to have those guys.
Ryan, take us into the locker room after this game with what happened with Marcus having to come in, knowing he's not 100%, with the defense playing big, with you hitting the kicks that matter. What was the talk, the feeling, the celebration in the locker room like with you guys?
Oh, yeah, it was awesome. There's nothing better than getting to celebrate with all the, all your teammates, all your coaches after a big win like that. And, obviously Marcus, he's such a tough guy. He's such a warrior. And, the way that he stepped in and, did what he had needed to do to get us a big win. And, obviously there's so many guys that it really, the whole team, it was just a total team win. But it was an awesome feeling. We had a lot of fun celebrating. And, hey, it's like we're saying, it was for the boys.
Yeah, you gonna fill us in on that? Everybody's talking about it and asking where it came from.
And Vrabel said, ask the players about it. So here we are.
So we're asking you.
Yeah, I think you need to go straight to the source and talk to Taylor Lewan and Will Compton. I feel like they're kind of the ringleader of the boys movement.
The boys movement. I love that. Hey, I did see your boy, and it's not the first time. He does it routinely. Your boy Bo Brinkley run down and make a tackle.
Yeah. He's getting down there. Bo's a really good athlete. And I think he's one of the most athletic snappers in the league. And he's definitely not afraid to get down there and stick his nose in and get a tackle covering a punt.
He was doing a little talking, too, when he got up. I love that.
Oh, was he really?
Yeah.
You definitely need to get him a T-shirt that says one of the most athletic snappers in the league.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's – hey, my snapper can beat up your snapper.
Yes, that's even better.
Hey, Bo and all the special teams unit has been clutch this year. You got safeties throwing touchdowns to safeties, and you got guys blowing up the other team's fake punts. I mean, you guys got to be walking around those special teams meetings with your chest puffed out.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that, but I know that it's been really cool. We have a really good unit on special teams. You know, Coach Alkerman's done a really good job getting us ready, and you know, him and Matt do such a great job, and we just have a lot of guys that really care about special teams, and a lot of great players on those units, and so it's been good. I think it's been a strength for us these first three games, and I feel like it's helped us to get a couple of wins early on, and hopefully that can continue. You know, that's I think all the guys that are on the special teams units, we take a lot of pride and try to help our team win each week. And so far, we've been able to do that, and hopefully we can keep getting better and do that some more.
I hadn't had a chance to ask you about your golf game in the off season. I'm curious, were you able to get that first hole in one yet?
Oh, man, you just had to bring that up.
Well, I mean, you were talking about Brinkley. He's got one. I know Kern doesn't.
He does. All right, check this out. No, by the way, to answer your question, no, I still have not made a hole in one, but this was, I don't know when this was, maybe back in like June. A good friend of yours, Mary Annie, calls me. Mark calls me. Hey, yeah, him and I think Ben Jones and Joey Baranko from the equipment room.
Oh, they're like, Joey,
hey, we're playing out at Richland today. Come join us, whatever. And I'm like, all right, like, now I'll try to sneak out there. So my son wakes up from his nap about 4 o'clock. They've already played nine holes. So I get out there on the 11th hole at Richland. It's a really good little par three. And I kid you not, I pull up there with my 2-year-old. The first shot I see all day is Joey knocking a hole-in-one. It was unbelievable.
I did see the picture, so I set you up for that story. But that's amazing. I want you around me when I play golf. I mean, you just you attract holes-in-one.
Maybe it's your 2-year-old that's the good luck charm.
Maybe so. Maybe that could be what it is.
What do you think about Tiger Woods? Obviously, he's a guy who loves golf as much as you do.
Oh, man, that was awesome. Didn't get to see a ton of it. You know, Kern, Kern, in addition to like all these weather apps, he pays for like all these streaming things on his phone. He's a big golf nut, you know. So
weather
he apps. He actually did have it on the plane. We got on the plane yesterday after the win. He's pulling it up. We saw Tiger, I think he was on 17. We saw him get up and down for par. And then we took off by the time he was on 18. But, man, that was awesome. I think it was great for golf. I mean, anytime he's in the mix, it's so cool because people that don't even care about golf, they want to know how Tiger did. And so it's great for the game, man. I was really happy for him, and that's just awesome, man.
Well, it was incredible. I will tell people that tuned in, maybe they saw it on Twitter or whatever, to watch him walk up 18. It's such an amazing thing, and nobody in sports moves the needle like that guy. And that video of him walking up 18 shows you that. But I think it's a perfect lead-in for people that aren't necessarily golf people into the Ryder Cup this weekend. And if you're not a golf fan and you're listening to this, watch the Ryder Cup. It is a completely different thing, and Tiger's involved.
Oh, there's no question. I'm fired up. I can't wait. I think it's great for our country, you know, with Tiger's in it. And, you know, I just feel like it brings people together. You know, the Ryder Cup, we're all Americans. We're all pulling for each other. And I think it's a great thing. I'm really excited. Can't wait for it.
Ryan, suck up our guest. You had field goals on the last two drives versus the Texans. Obviously, you get 2 second half field goals yesterday in what turns out to be the game winner. What goes through your mind, especially in a close game? Do you try to just make the kick the same, Ryan, whether you're up 21 points or trying to win the game? How do you keep that consistent deal in your mind so no kick kind of becomes a bigger deal than the next one?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think, well, first of all, really, a lot of the games in the NFL are decided by 7 points or less. So, you know, a field goal in the first quarter, you know, theoretically is just as big as a field goal in the fourth quarter. Sometimes we don't give the attention to that, but I think, you know, all the kicks are big in this league. And so, you know, just trying to go out there and focus on what I can control and just kind of stay locked in, and go out there and try to execute the best I can. That's sort of what I've tried to do all along. And whether it's kicking the first quarter or fourth quarter, you just not trying to worry about external things, just trying to focus on what you can control.
Is there somebody, I don't know if we've ever asked you this, was there a kicker, was there somebody that when you were coming up and you started kicking, you thought, I want to be like that guy? And it may have been Vinatieri, who's actually still playing, but he was playing then too.
yeah, Vinatieri would be a good one. You know, for me, I think growing up in North Carolina, I went to a lot of Panthers games as a kid, and John Casey kicked there for a long time. Yeah, and you know, I got to meet him one time when I was in college, and I was always, he was a great kicker, but more so than that, I was always struck by how well he carried himself off the field, and you know, just he was just somebody that I looked up to. I think his faith was really important to him. His family was really important to him. He was a great kicker, a great teammate by all accounts. And that was just somebody that I always sort of looked up to and just said, man, that's sort of how I want to do it.
Well, you basically just described Ryan Succop too, man. All those things.
Well, I appreciate that. But we're a work in progress.
Hey, we all are, man. We know Darius Jennings is the emergency quarterback now. Are you like the emergency punt returner by chance?
You guys see my catch? I looked pretty smooth catching that, didn't I? what do you think, JT? How'd I look, man?
Everybody's quiet.
We're speechless.
Silence is not what I was hoping for there. You know, the thing about that, I caught that ball, and I feel like they kind of cheated Kern out of about 8 or 9 yards on that punt. We were a little hot on that. You know, yeah. I feel like he hit a great punt out of bounds. I think he netted 48 on it, and it could have been 58. But it's a judgment
call. By the way. If you go watch the TV copy, the announcing crew said, Kern, what did they say? He shanked it or something. Like, that was not a good punt. 47 yards or whatever they said. I'm like, what are you talking about? That's net 47.
Yeah, I think they watch a different game sometimes.
With a great catch from the kicker. I mean.
Yeah, that was a great punt. It should have been about a 58 net out of bounds. That was a really good hit. But, yeah, I mean, those guys have tough job. That's a judgment call, and it's not always easy. I think all in all, they usually do a great job.
Yeah, well, nice answer.
Yeah, it's a nice guy, just like John Casey.
Always love catching up with you, Ryan, man. Keep up the good work, brother.
Yeah, absolutely, guys. Hey, thank y'all for having me on.
All right, yes, sir. Ryan Succop, Titans kicker. He's the best.
Yep, that dude right there. Described John Casey, and I'm like, wait a second. That sounds
that's
Ryan Succop.
I still think Kern had to have done something for that field goal to be pushed to the right. That had to have been Kern's fault. It wasn't Succop's fault.
He's probably listening right now and will probably call in or text and let you know.
Your fault, BK.
Yeah.
All right.